Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Hello and good night. Yes, superstitions. Are they real or are they fake? And what is some of the meaning behind some of these superstitions? good night to you. It's your girl, K. Nicole. This is Beef Stew Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in. We got DJ Big Stew in the building.
We doing voodoo here today,
yeah.
Doing voodoo.
Oh, you know, I had to do something, Stu. I always be thinking about stuff like this. You know
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go down a couple, the line with a couple of superstitions out there. So, you know, the number 13 is always superstition.
The number 13?
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? Let me take that back.
That.
Friday the 13th. Sometimes the number 13, too.
But, because you know why they say the number 13, but I don't know. I lived on the 13th floor a long time of my life.
Damn, and you live on the 13th floor.
Growing up, I lived on the 13th floor. Yeah, I never seen no superstitious stuff like that.
All right, after I go through this, I'm going to ask you a question. All right, for the number 13, you know, a lot of hotels and apartment buildings leave out the 13th floor.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's stupid, though.
No, I mean, you know, superstitious. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is...
That had to be people who built buildings way back in the day, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's just...
Because, you know, that's like the first building, because when you think about it, it's like, why did you just take the 13 out? Like, you really think, I don't know, like, because what happened to 14, you know?
It just skips. You just don't put the 13. It just skips like that.
I mean, did the Twin Towers have a number 13 floor in it? Do you know?
No, that's a good question. And you know what? There's a lot of buildings downtown like that that don't have it, especially hotels, and that's true. You don't have the 13th floor. But I'll tell you why there's a lot of superstitions behind it. And I never knew this. Judas was the 13th guest at the, you know, supposed to be 13th guest at the you know, the meal God has with everybody.
The round table.
The round table meal.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they say Judas was, I think, the devil or something. So he was supposedly the 13th person at the dinner. You know what I'm saying?
So what did he do at the dinner?
I'm just saying. That's supposed
like
to be
bad luck.
If he's the devil, that means that he was bad. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead.
I just want to know how did he get to get an invitation?
In the Bible, he was the angel first.
Oh, yeah.
And then he, you know, I guess he fell.
He has so many different names, though.
Yeah. It's crazy. But now when you hear a lot of dudes be like, they Judah or whatever, you know, dumb. I don't want to shout them out, but you know, a lot of guys.
It's to the point that people don't even want to say the word. I had pounds on a thing, and I asked him a question about that. He said, you know, you're telling you what, are you talking about it? It's crazy, man. He can't say the word. Halloween is coming.
Mm-hmm. All right, this I didn't know either. They say Christ was crucified on Friday the 13th. That's why it's bad luck day. So that's really where it came from, that the devil was one of the angels at the table, and then the devil fell, the 13th person fell, like he became evil, you know what I'm saying? And then
now, so did the people that crucified Christ, do they believe in the Friday the 13th?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because that could be a celebration for that religion of the people who crucified Christ. And which is supposed to be Jewish people.
The Jews, right? So we got to ask the
Jews. Jewish people. I don't see Jewish people, I don't know. Do you see Jewish people celebrating the 13th or anything to do with the 13th? Is a Jewish holiday on the 13th? Because if so, we need to look into what that Jewish holiday means and, you know, do research on.
Like, no, that's a great, great idea right there. That's deep. I didn't think about it like that. All right, you know when we have itchy palms, so what most people say when you have an itchy palm?
Well, my mom used to say she's going to hit her number with some money.
Going to get some money, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the real meaning behind it.
Wow.
That's deep, right?
Your hands is dirty.
The real meaning behind it is, in Shakespeare, All right. The real meaning behind it seems to be a lot of variations on this superstition, right? But the idea of having an itchy palm generally refers to someone who is greedy or has an insatiable desire for money.
Yeah.
In Shakespeare's time, they say Julius Caesar, Brutus states to his cousin, "You're much condemned to have an itchy palm because he was greedy." Some people believe that if the right palm itches, you will meet someone new, while an itchy left palm means that money is coming. Others say that an itchy right palm means money is coming, and the left hand itch foretells money is going out. Ooh. I don't know. Neither one of them ever worked for me, so.
You probably,
I swear, if I can't be itching, I already got the money. Like, it's already given money. It ain't, like, money that I want. Yeah, your mic is kind of loud, so we should turn it down a little.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Let's turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it, the volume down. Yeah. Good. So, itchy palms. That just means you're greedy.
Itchy palms mean you're greedy.
Means you're greedy. It doesn't mean that you're getting money.
Does it mean you were touching some itchy balls from the tree?
You should have touched some itchy balls, too. That's so nasty right there.
Not itchy balls.
Oh, wait, listen. According to the superstition, if either of your palms itch, do not scratch it unless you want the counter effect. The only way to scratch it without countering the effect, it is to use lucky wood or brass. So if your palm itch and you wish it for money, you're not supposed to scratch it because you'll get the counter act. You'll lose your money. I don't right. That's messed up because one day I was standing somewhere and my hand was itching. And I'm like, ooh, my hand was itching. And I said it out loud. And this little Spanish lady, she was like, put it in your pocket, mommy. Put your hands in your pocket. And so I was standing there with my hand. Hoping I got something new. Nothing happened. No new money for me.
You see the scratch in your butt somewhere, or you're not supposed to get money, but I don't know. You see a whole bunch of people standing by the mailbox on the first with their hand itching. That's not an itch.
You already know you're going to get that check.
No, you
know,
but sometimes they don't get it.
Not if it's a check that's supposed to come for them, they're going to get it, unless they're doing something
people
different.
People mostly get that itch because they're playing numbers and they
need
hope.
Yeah, and they need the money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they need hope.
Yeah, that's what.
You need some hope to know what's betting that rent money on numbers. You need hope to go with that. Hope to go with betting that money on OTB, you guys.
You right about that. All right, so walking under a ladder.
You know the black man's superstition and the white man's superstition?
What? Tell me.
The black man's superstition is dice, you know, the 7-Eleven. And the real superstition killer to the white man is the OTB and Yonkers Raceway in Vegas.
That's the killer to the white man?
Yeah. Well, you know, Vegas, they open 24 hours a day. You can send in Vegas 24 hours a day.
Well, you know, New York don't sleep either.
You don't sleep with certain stuff in New York. It's going to be open at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8:30, 9:30 in the morning.
That's crazy.
There's some places in Vegas, man, you can be in a party, like, talking about day parties, Vegas got AM parties. When I say AM parties, I'm talking about a party that's going on from like time 9 to 5, like people that be working.
That's crazy. That's why they're trying to bring them day parties up down here now.
Yeah.
But it's your girl K Nicole. We're on Beef Stew Radio. I'm chatting.
I want to give a shout out to somebody that's very superstitious. My man Mo Money. I should have had him on this show today. He would have broken down a lot of stuff to us, but I'll get him on there. He's definitely superstitious. I'm superstitious, too.
I don't know. I'm not superstitious.
I was going to put a horseshoe around here in that.
Yeah, I'd be scared to death if I believe something's going to happen to me, so I just don't believe none of it.
Yeah, I'd be ready to put a horseshoe around here in that and just walk.
You ain't trying to do something weird, man.
Nah, because you the one that be having these thoughts of the show.
Yeah, I be having to be on point with you and Kappa all the time. I mean, like, come on.
So what I was thinking about is killing a chicken, and I don't mean killing a chicken, I ain't gonna kill it.
Kill a chicken?
Yes, and spread it all around you.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
That's what you
Why? I have bad luck or something? I don't have bad luck. I think I'm doing
time,
all right.
And, you know, I don't know, just your thoughts that you have, you know?
This is just things. You don't think about the superstitions
you
be having?
In the reception,
Stu,
you seem to be talking to the devil.
Listen,
I don't know. You seem to be talking to somebody in your sleep. I don't know who it is. So
you talk in your sleep too. When you
no, I don't. You don't sound. You start talking in pig Latin and other stuff. You start quoting stuff from the Bible. It just not
quoting stuff from the Bible.
Yep. You do. Why are you just worried?
All right. Listen. Let's get back to the superstition.
Do you think you ever could be a gypsy?
No, never.
Huh?
No. Why? Why would you think I was going to be a gypsy?
No, I just want to try this. The gypsies are very superstitious.
I'm not superstitious.
No, I'm not. I just asked you, would you ever.
No, I guess I can't be because I'm not. I guess I can't because I'm not superstitious.
They're very superstitious.
But I'm not. So that wouldn't work, right?
Maybe if you go to gypsy school, you might be superstitious. Who knows? You might go to gypsy school for a little while.
Listen, I'm not going to no damn gypsy school. Leave me alone with the damn gypsy school. All right?
You know, gypsy school, I don't think the kids stay in class for long, but they move around a lot, gypsy.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's the term they want
to
be called.
I don't even think they go to school like that. That's just passed down generation type stuff. But listen, walking under a ladder. It's supposed to be bad luck, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's common sense to avoid walking under a ladder, you know, an open ladder for fear of something falling on you. But the superstitious reason for doing so, consider the shape of an open ladder, a triangle that signifies life or something. Life to some. You know how the triangle usually means life to some people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I'm listening.
When you walk through the triangle, you are tempting the fates. You may also awaken spirits that live within the triangle.
See, now you're doing too much. You calling them and shit.
Including the evil spirits, or you know, who may not be happy with the disturbance. If you do accidentally walk under a ladder, you cannot counter the bad luck by placing your thumb between your index and middle finger.
What would you do if...
Oh, you can counter the bad luck by placing your thumb between your index finger and your middle finger. That's crazy, right? I never knew that. So if you ever walk under a ladder,
uh-huh.
You put your fingers like this, you know, put your thumb through your index finger and your middle finger.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to counter your bad luck. Another method is to cross fingers on both hands to call upon the signs of the cross to protect you from the evil. That's deep, right? That's why people
yeah.
be afraid to walk under the ladder.
Uh-huh. What if I broke the ladder?
Well, I mean, damn, can I get there?
They
say a lot, but I'm getting it when it gets to the glass part. All right.
Well, no.
Dang,
you the same thing about throwing salt over your shoulder.
All right, breaking a mirror. So then I got to skip some things.
No, don't skip. No.
Now, I'm just messing with you. It's supposed to be bad luck. So most will tell you that the agreed upon time span for bad luck is 7 years. When you break a mirror, they say you got bad luck for 7 years. 7 years is also how long it takes to fully rejuvenate the entire physical body. Wow. I never knew that. It took you about 7 years to rejuvenate your whole physical body. To counter the ill effect, you can take the mirror outside and bury it in the moonlight. I never knew that. So if you happen to break a mirror, you it's possible to get bad luck for 7 years, and that's what everybody say, right? You hear me, Sue?
Yeah.
So if you, you know, take that same mirror, bury it outside in the moonlight, you should counter the effect. That's kind of deep right there, right?
Huh?
All right, that's deep right there, right? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Did you know? Did you know why? You get when we talked about the other thing, about the thing about God and the Friday the 13th. Do you know any of that stuff?
Do I know any?
I know. I said, did you know any of the reasons why the myth?
No, I didn't. I'm not really into.
No, because it's crazy how we have all these superstitions, and then you don't know why the superstition.
I don't really play.
You
with
say
that.
You're superstitious. That's what I'm saying.
You
believed in the mirror thing, right?
I don't. I don't play with that shit. Superstitious.
But do you? Was you one that would believe that if you break a mirror, you get 7 years of bad luck, stuff like that?
Well, I broke a mirror recently, and.
You better go get that mirror and bury it.
Bury it.
In the moonlight, yes. And you
wow.
should get rid of your bad luck.
Bury it in the moonlight.
Yeah, bury it at nighttime.
What? Is there ever a winner? Is it like let's say like the other thing we talk about, the people upstairs, you know. Have regular people ever beat the voodoo situation where people put hexes on them? Do you know that?
Well, the voodoo situation, well, I'm telling you how to get rid of all the bad luck, the superstitions. Now, the voodoo stuff, I don't know. That's supposed to be black magic. That's different. All right, finding a horseshoe. Now, we're going to talk about the horseshoe you want to put on.
I told you to put it around your neck.
Now, that's supposed to be good luck.
I told you.
Wait, some people believe that this is the luckiest of all symbols, especially if it is found with the open end pointing towards you. If you find one of these gems, pick it up with your right hand. Spit on one end, make a wish, and toss it over your left shoulder, leaving it where it lands. But you ain't know that, see? I know you ain't know that one.
Nah, I didn't.
All right, that's deep. You can also place a horseshoe over the entrance of your home with the open end down to bring luck to the family living within.
What about if you tie a horseshoe around your waist?
I don't know. I ain't say nothing about tying it.
Or why wearing a side, like.
I didn't say putting it on your body.
Now, let me ask you. Suppose the devil or the voodoo people got a magnet on the horseshoe thing. Do you think that turned out to be a problem?
That's deep. But then your horseshoe just won't go around. So it won't be good luck for you.
So it has to go around to be good luck. What gets you good luck?
A horseshoe. If you find a horseshoe.
You know what I'm saying? Where you going to find a horseshoe at now? A police cop?
Yo, we can find a horseshoe in Manhattan. You know that. They got all them horses all over the place.
Yeah, you take that top horseshoe.
They didn't say take
horse.
It. You got to find it. You can't just take it. That's different.
And what you going to do when you get it?
You're supposed to spit on the right side and then make a wish and then toss it over your left shoulder. You got to pick it up with your right hand.
Uh-huh.
Spit on the left side of the horseshoe, I think. Or spit on the right side. But you got to spit on one side, make your wish, toss it over your left shoulder, and then leave it there and let somebody else find it and spit on it and make their wish, too. That sounds so disgusting. But that's what you're supposed to do. So if you ever be downtown walking through Central Park, you know how we do, man.
Yes.
Find a horseshoe. The open end is pointing right at you.
Just
you pick it up with your
face.
Right hand.
Horseshoe might be in a pile of crap.
I mean, yo, that's a chance you got to take. That's your good luck right there. You can wash that crap off, but you got good luck.
Yeah. You're going to put it that way.
You know what I'm saying? You wash that shit right off of you, but you're going to have good luck. You know?
That's true.
All right. Opening an umbrella inside is supposed to be bad luck. It seems like a no-brainer, right? That opening an umbrella inside can be bad luck. Since it turns the risk of breaking valuable items and poking someone in the eye. However, umbrellas that shade us from the sun are considered matters.
Tell me you open an umbrella in the house and the lightning that struck Benjamin Franklin is going to come in our house and strike you.
She told you that.
I grew up thinking Benjamin Franklin got electrocuted. I found out. He was outside sniffing coke, and that's how you start messages. He was sniffing something that was similar to cocaine or opium back then.
Who told you that?
That's a historic fact, man.
No, it's a historic fact that Benjamin Franklin was doing something. He did have some kind of issues.
Yeah, he did.
But they say that he was so smart that he was...
I think Benjamin B.F., man, he might be the first crackhead.
Nah, they said he would, like, lock himself inside and do all these experiments, and then all them gases and stuff would get in his brains, and that's why he got a little crazy.
Yeah.
That's what they
said. And get some music.
Now, let's do that. Beast Blue Radio. It's your girl, K. Nicole. Y'all stay tuned in. You want to call in and tell me about your superstitions? You can do that, too. 914-338-1685. Stay on the line.
Watching me. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
suspicious that somebody's watching me.
Got that feeling somebody's watching. It's K. Nicole's B Student Radio. And we're talking about superstition.
Superstition. For you people that stepped on the black cat, it's going down. You believe in black cats, Felicity?
I don't believe in no superstition. I'm not superstitious.
My thing is, if a black cat, you know, you see people, they be walking, the coolest people with the bop on, and the black cat come running by and they get all shook up.
Meaning to that. You know what I'm saying? It's a meaning to...
What's the meaning to that?
A black cat crossing you.
A black cat is always shiny.
Huh?
A black cat, you think a black cat sees racism from other cats?
What you say it again?
You think a black cat receives racism from other cats.
Yeah, because he's black.
Like,
yeah,
white
cat. That's why he bad luck. Ain't that some bull crap? The black cat is the black luck cat, right? That's
yeah,
some
you know, it's like it's the bad luck cat. So, do the other cat, like the white cat, do the white cat, be like, oh my God, you know, do they not play with it? Or the cats that, you know, mixed colors, do they
well,
not
you know,
play
they
with
got
the black
cat? The cats that, like, you know, they don't mind, you know. They don't mind color. So you got the president, the prejudice ones, too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, so the black cats. It's bad luck, right?
Uh-huh.
This is, though, one for cat lovers to swallow. This one is a tough one for the cat lovers.
Uh-huh.
But in the Middle Ages, it was thought that witches kept black cats, excuse me, as companions. That sounds so disgusting. So they say the witches kept the black cats for companions. That's what they believe. That's what they believe. Well, not a companion like that, babe.
You know the old witch lady couldn't even come outside. She had to bring her freak on. She got, you know, a witch wasn't a great job. It had to be paying a lot of money, though. You know why I say that? Because you could even get burnt. It was burning witches.
Yeah, yeah. All right, some people even believe that these kittens could turn into witches or demons after 7 years. Powerful men like Hitler and Napoleon were prepared to conquer nations but terrified of little black kitties. Ain't that amazing?
Little black what? Kids?
Kitties. Little cats. Little black cats.
I'm scared of little black kittens.
I don't believe
like
in none
cats.
Of that, yo. I think once you start getting into believing all this stuff, that's when things start messing with you. I don't believe in none of it.
So I'm going to put a box of black cats in your car.
I will just... Nah, you a box of them? I don't want all of them. Why would I want that many black cats? I don't believe in it. I'm just going to be mad that you got a bunch of black cats in my car. I'm going to just be tight about that. That's it. All right, so we was talking about opening we were talking about opening an umbrella inside. It's bad luck. Right? So, however, there are also common superstitions that prohibit this act as well. Umbrellas that shade us from the defied sun are considered magical. When the umbrella is open inside and out of the way of the sun rays, it offends the sun god. It may even significantly impending death or ill fortune for both the person who opened it and the people who live within the home. Dang! So if you open your umbrella in a house,
yeah.
You not only got bad luck for yourself, whoever in the house got bad luck with you.
So what about if you open your umbrella and you throw your hat on the bed?
Well, they didn't say the hat yet. You know, They say knock twice on wood reverses bad luck, right?
Uh-huh.
You know how they say that, knock twice on wood. The origin of this common superstition dates back to the time when some cultures believed that gods live in trees. They used to believe that the gods lived in the trees.
Yeah.
So if you knock on a tree, when one would ask for a favor from these gods, he would lightly touch the bark of the tree. To
well,
say,
I wouldn't eat apples about that. I wouldn't eat nothing off the tree. Adam.
What are you talking about eating off the tree?
No, I'm just saying.
Facts. To say thank you after you knock on a tree, that's what, you know, they believe the gods lived in a tree, so people would knock on a tree lightly is to say thank you after their favor had been granted. You know, he would knock lightly one more time. This custom may have also originated from
the God knocked on wood first?
No. That was the gods, not God. But you know when they had the gods, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, who was the first person to knock on wood?
I don't know who the first person. They don't say that.
That would just be interesting to find out.
No, I don't think we will ever find out who the first person to knock on wood. Now, they say tossing salt over your shoulder is supposed to be good luck, too. Salt has always been considered a valuable substance capable of purifying and warding off evil spirits. By tossing salt over your left shoulder, you are driving away the evil spirit lurking with the intent to cause misfortune.
Mm.
So, you know, every now and then you start feeling some funny way, throw some salt over your left shoulder.
Yeah.
It's got to be your left shoulder.
Yeah. Don't you see? I'm going to both shoulders now.
Got to be your left shoulder.
Left shoulder.
Yeah, your left shoulder. Your left.
Well,
this is deep, though.
You said what?
I said that's just deep to know, you know, that some of these, I didn't know. I didn't know the meaning to them. I just knew people was always superstitious about it. You know, I grew up, my grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness, so she didn't let us believe in all that stuff. We didn't have nothing, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have things to believe in like that, so. I don't believe in it. I'm glad I don't, because I'll be seeing some people go crazy. Saying God bless you.
Well,
it's supposed to be good luck.
I got a big rabbit's foot tied around my neck.
See what I'm saying? Y'all do all kind of stuff. I can't. That's too stressful to worry about all that stuff. You may think it's etiquette, pure and simple, but blessing someone after he or she sneezes is actually common superstition, yeah. In the 6th century, people congratulated you for sneezing because it was thought that they were expelling evil spirits. So in the 16th century, it was thought that when you sneeze, you expel the evil spirit. That's deep. Early Romans believed that God sneezed could release your soul into the world, that a good sneeze could release your soul into the world, and a bless you would keep it safe. Wow. That's deep. When a plague hit Europe in 1665, Pope mandated that everyone should be blessed when they sneeze, since they were probably going to die. The blessings were usually followed up with the sign of a cross for good measures. Wow, Sue, I ain't know that one. So when they say God, when I say God bless you, you know, they say when you have a good sneeze, it is believed that your soul comes out, and people say bless you to keep it safe.
Wow.
And this came, and then people used to congratulate you. So they say the Catholic, the Europe Pope, the Pope mandated everyone that sneezes should get a bless you. That's deep. We got a couple of more running down the line.
Yeah.
Your girl K Nicole, DJ Big Stu. Let's get into some of your music. We get back into some more superstitions. Some of y'all know that those are the superstitions you believe in. And I bet you all this time you was believing in all the superstitions and you didn't even know what it meant. So you believe in things you don't even understand. Superstition. It's your girl, K. Nicole. It's Beast Blue Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned. In. Yeah.
Well, it is my way in the morning and I'm not gonna face. It is my way in the morning and I'm not gonna face. It is my way to come to the microphone with the tempest sound.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, don't we do this every day, day? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacate. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out in Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A'ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping, asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins, these soup coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take your time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two-door preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
The bugle that blows the many times and it's still on one more time. Let's study a mother.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million and I'ma quit. Most rappers take level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass here, it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby.
Yeah.
Niggas is lawin' just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Rip rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl now, yo girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost $4,000. I'm make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. Foreign. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that juicy Lambo with Word. Your girl, she trying to jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that juicy Lambo with Word. Your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Your girl K Nicole, I'm here doing the building. So we just went over a few, you know, and I wanted to pick the most common ones because those are the ones that most people talk about all the time. You know, you gotta throw salt over your shoulder when you're feeling a little spirit or something, especially, you know what I'm saying, and you're feeling uncomfortable around something. That's more getting into rituals and. Then you praying and doing all kind of
stuff. Nah, there's people that do that.
Some weird stuff. Yeah, but that's just even deeper. You know, common superstitions still have a place in all homes, you know, across the globe today. And you know that we all have those. And many of us enjoy finding out the reasons behind the rituals to make sense of them, which I just learned a few things to. This is why I'm not superstitious, because look, you superstitious and you superstitious to all these things, you don't even know what it means. You know?
Yeah.
Whenever you toss the sword, knock on wood, or bless someone, when they sneeze, you are making the world a safer place from all the evil spirits. When you buy the what? See, now you back to the ritual. See, they got, listen, you got the people that believe in, like, the voodoo. Black magic, that's a whole different thing. That's like rituals, and that's like somebody definitely wishing bad on you. These superstitions are just things that you're supposed to do, you know, or things you shouldn't do because it'll be bad luck or good luck. Now, when you go through the other stuff, when you're doing the rituals and stuff, that means somebody else done put some type of ritual or voodoo on you, or you need to go find... Or you doing something that you shouldn't be doing and you need to keep cleansing yourself. You know. Something like that. You know?
Huh?
How superstitious are you? Do you take great care of the mirror glass? Would you ever dream of walking under a ladder? Well, aside from seeming eccentric and your avoidance of some pretty harmless things, you should also probably be very superstitious. Ah, I can't believe in that. Though some people take certain, you know, that this is the stuff they have to do to ward off spirits and whatever. I'm telling you, I don't care what nobody says to you. People should be just like me and don't believe in it. Don't believe in it.
Well, how many people that didn't believe in it? You can only tell when the people who come up and say, I didn't believe in it, and I'm still here.
Me. I'm here.
Yeah, you keep talking about
I mean,
it.
I don't believe in all that superstition. Stuff like that. Like, I be walking with certain people, and if we cross a pole, I don't care if it's a short pole, tall pole, long pole, this person will be like, Keisha, you got to go around. Nicole, you got to go around. I'd be like, no, I'm not going around. They would run around the whole block just to get back around that pole to go, so we'd be on the same side of the pole. I'm not doing all of that. I don't know if I'm wrong for that. You do that, Stu?
No, I don't.
If y'all cross the pole or something, you go all the way back around the pole?
No, I don't.
Because the other person won't do it?
Nope.
Me neither.
Not me.
Your girl K Nicole's ladies' night. You know, we talking about the superstition. A lot of y'all are superstitious, very superstitious, and sometimes it's really no call for it. And sometimes it's just, you know, little things we all pass down to each other and just to spread good luck and maybe little things to be fun have fun with, play with, enjoy, watch people sweat. So, Stu getting ready to turn it up. Got the music going. You know how Stu do it. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it.
Music.
It's ladies' night. It's Friday night.
We got to do with voodoo.
We done went through the superstitions. And half of y'all superstitions and don't even know why. So when y'all finish listening to the night show, you guys go get a dictionary or you go get some, you know, get online. Google it. Find out what it is. Find out what your superstitions are. Especially when you superstitious and don't even know why. Let me let Stu get into some music. I'm going to come back and we'll chop it up. Or maybe we'll just say goodnight. Because I don't know. Stu looks like he got something in the bag over there. I don't know what's going on. This is Ladies Night. This is K. Nicole B. Stu Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And yeah, here we go.
Thank you. stop it. I'll keep a secret and I won't chat it. I know you know nobody can flop it. I'll be the love with the keys to lock it. This the way you move your hips that does it for me. And your warm style that make me love you, honey.
I love you more than me gold girl and me money.
I want to take a woman and introduce you to my mommy.
Because you give me
your love is the sweetest taboo. Let me take you on a secret rendezvous. Your shawty, shawty, don't change it, it's you. We will meet at the same place and the venue. To you, glamorous and you're gorgeous. You all are make big man crash up them Lexus. Click off the line, you got the vibe. Girl, you all are make me click off the ear knife. Take your shopping in a Piccadilly. Got to keep my composure, girl, I can't actually. Look how your love of the DJ so dizzy. Make time to me, don't tell me you're busy. It is the only and you can't hard. When me day I worry, me I forget me phone call. Yes, you are the girl for me, the DJ stand tall. And me know me love you after all.
Make nothing again, hit die. Kill him with the no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Hit die. Kill him with the no. No boy can't take a yuppie puppy shower. Go hit die. Kill him with the no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Hit die. Kill him with the no. Tell them big ass say so. Me while you scream, rock out, wind up your body. And in the year, car, you wanna ray ray. One chip alone, can't duck from the bay. From the boy, Mike, you're no DJ. I sing again, head die. Kill them with the no. Just make a punk, no, you're not blow. Head die. Kill them with the no. No boy, can't take a yuppie, papi, shabba, bo. Head die. Kill them with the no. Just make a punk, no, you're not blow. Head die. Kill them with the no. Tell them, be a god, say so. Me while you skin your teeth and make me see it. If you're sure from your bones, say you never do it. You wanna freak, a one man you keep. And if never yet complain, say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. And a one man a sample, you're so cho. Knit up your eyebrow, make a boy know. Say if they move him, blow, whoa, whoa, whoa. Head die, kill him with the no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Head die, kill him with the no. Make a boy know you wanna puppy show, whoa, whoa.
these here parts? You know, there's a story behind that there saloon. 20 years ago, two outlaws took this whole town over. Sheriff couldn't stop them. Quickest damn gunslingers I've ever seen. Got murdered in cold blood. That old saloon there was their little home away from home. They said the ghosts of Bad and Evil still live in that tavern.
And on a quiet night, you can still hear the footsteps of Slim Shady and Royce the 5'9".
I don't speak. I float in the air wrapped in a sheet. I'm not a real person. I'm a ghost trapped in a beat. I translate when my voice is read. Suicide's my graph and the noise is spread. Picked up and transmitted through Royce's head. Trap him in his room, possess him in Royce's bed. Till the evilness flows through his blood like poisonous lead. Told him each one of his boys is dead. I asked him to come to the dark side. He made a choice and said,
"Too hard, yo, I done heard worse. We can get in two cars and accelerate at each other to see which one will swerve first. Two blind bandits panic, whose mental capacity holds that of a globe on top of 9 other planets. Kiss the cheek of the devil. Intelligence level is hellier than treble. Peeking on speakers in the ghetto. Dismissal, I'm not a fair man. Disgrace the race of an atheist. Intercepting missiles with my bare hands like a patriot. One track site without source. I buried the Christ corpse in my past life when the black knight mounted the white horse. And say over word. It's like the Nazis in the nation collaborating, attempting to take over the earth.
So this is what happens when bad meets evil. And we hit the trees so we look like Vietnamese people. He's evil and I'm bad like Steve Siegel. Above the law cause I don't agree with police either.
Shit, me neither.
We ain't eager to be legal. So please leave me with the keys to get deep eagle. I breathe ether and 3 lethal amounts while I stab myself in the knee with a diseased needle. Releasing rays on anybody and squeezing rain. Cold enough to make the seasons change in the freezing rain.
He's insane.
No, I'm not. I just want to shoot up and I'm pissed off because I can't find a decent
the disaster
pain.
Address. I'm bad enough to commit suicide and survive long enough to kill my soul after I'm dead. When in danger, it's funny. Actually, my flavor's similar to a waiter because I serve any stranger with money. I spray 100 men until they joint change while slipping bullets at point blank range like they was punches. Piss on the flag and burn it. Murder you, then come to your funeral service. Lobby and strangle your body to confirm it. Whipping human ass, throwing blows, cracking jaws with my fist wrapped in gauze. Dipped in glue and glass, I'm blazing MCs. At the same time, amazing MCs. Somehow, MCs ain't that eyebrow raising to me. From all angles of us, flash a mag loud enough to cast an avalanche and bust the volcanoes erupt.
Hello? Hey, yo, what's up?
We're coming to get you.
Stop, they know what's up.
I used to be a loudmouth. Remember me?
Uh-huh.
I'm the one who burned your house down.
Oh.
Well, I'm out now.
Shit.
And this time I'm coming back to blow your house up. And I ain't gonna leave you with a window to jump out of. Give me 2 fat tabs and 3 shrooms, and you won't see me like fat people in steam rooms. And when I go to hell and I'm getting ready to leave, I'ma put air in a bag and charge people to breathe.
Cause this is what happens when bad meets evil. And we hit the trees and we look like Vietnamese people. He's evil and I'm bad like Steve Siegel. Against peaceful, see you in hell for the sequel.
We'll be waiting, see you in hell.
Walk the street.
Want some, but see, I create sounds that make your ears go numb. Piece to share, jab, yeah, you know how we go. My best friend Steven at the Home Depot. Laura Tenner's in the house, I can't forget Southside. Walk past some seas like that girl did the far side. I'm labeled as the cast now, the MC with the know-how. Act like you know, not now, but right now. Beast of the East on MCs that have a feast. I eat that ass like Keith, crack a smile like Shanice. Shit out Jamaica scene, Jamaica Queens, but you can find me out in Georgia or anywhere in between. Now if my partners don't look good, Malik won't look good. If Malik don't look good, the Quest won't look good. If the Quest don't look good, the Queens won't look good. But since I sound the universal, New York won't look good. It's a fight, losing a battle, come on, get off it. Put down the microphone, son, surrender forfeit. Did I hear something about a crew? What they wanna do, you better call Mr. Babyface so he can bring out the fool in you. Or it'll be a sad love song being sung by Tony Braxton. And I'll dissect you like a fraction. Or you wanna be tough at MCs, I'll pop you like a zit. You wanna be the champion, more like cheap some shit. Big up myself every time when it comes to this. MCs be running scared as if they watching an exit. I kick more game than a crackhead from Hempstead. My style's a milk, man, you think that I was breastfed. You know the steelo when the dicky dog is on the scene. I dedicate this to all the MCs out of Queens. That goes for Onyx, LL, Run, DMC, Akineli, Nasty Nas, and the
extra P. You need to chop it up and down, man. There ain't no other. Enough respect to all my beats that made the album cover. Yo, Tip, don't worry, you know, I get the party jumping. Get on the mic and break them off a little something. Yo, Tip, don't worry, you know, I get the party jumping. Get on the mic, my man, and break them off a little something.
La, la, la. Recognize me, kids memorize me. Every day I be scrounging, really I be lounging. I play the down low, very, very incognito. Aries is my sign, I know that I could rhyme. Sometimes I rhyme in riddles, plus I make the honeys wiggle. Intellect is the major, some heads like the wager. The skills on the hill, overlooking dollar bills. Man, you're crazy, thinking you can phase me. The app doesn't study me in nonsense money. Life seems to need me, MCs seem too cheesy with their duty ass renditions of defeating competition. I rock to the road, man. Yes, I'm a soul man. Bet your bottom dollar video will make you holler as you stand at attention. Did I forget to mention? MCs will give me 20 if I sense that they act funny. Lyrics are abundant, right there I sound redundant. Just mentioning the fact that the area is fat. I dwell in the under, so honey, it's no wonder that I'll get plenty of tail. While I even get white, I'm a bank hitting head crack. There, money, take that. Breaking niggas off, cut the bank, then I'm off. All my nights match my low hat. Beat joint is mad fact. Got the cutter of the box if a kid think he's ox. But he and me creator, the poetry relator is him like Betsy Ross. Let me tell you who's the boss. Brooklyn got us, Bronx got us, and Allen got us, Long Island got the zone, Jersey got us, Philly got us, Milwaukee got us, LA got us, Oaktown got the zone.
Yo, the saga begins. Begin war. I'll draw first blood, be the first to set it all. My cause, tap all jaws, lay down laws. We take it with jaws, we do jokes, rust the doors. It kind of D's, trying to make breeze, a gun's toss. And full force, some team will go at your main source. My non-taurus, hit bosses and take hostages. Your whole setup, from the ground up, we lock shit. Blood, blood, your eye, fuck up your optics. Switch the kill instincts for niggas pop shit. Your nigga know it was the topic. 9 pound, we rocked it. 96 strike back with more hot shit. Illuminate my team will glow like radiation. With no time for patience or complications. Let's get it done right, my click airtight. Trapped in the never ending gunfights. And niggas lose strikes and lose life. Jail niggas sending kites to the street. Over some beef that wasn't fully cooked. Finish them off, well done me. Then said 22 slugged the head. Travel all the way down to your leg.
And yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project is frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, it's right in front of your eye. And yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next are gonna be first? The project is frontline, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you. Yo, it's right in front of your eye.
We rep the QBC, nigga rep yours, it's all love. Midly stacked down, heavily guarded by hollow tip slugs. Then crack down, the wannabe thugs, adapt the gas down, then bow down. Slow the fuck up, see how I'm found now? Articulate, hitting body parts and start shifting shit. Never hesitate, it's the rap game unlimited. Sign my roster, we can do this, forever infinite. Then reminisce, 20 years later how we was getting it. Either with me, go against the grain, you better hit me. Legging me, you're robbing me, niggas better body me. Cause it's a small world of niggas. Talking like bitches, bitches singing like snitches, pointing you out in pitches. Cause she rep the QVC faithfully, play you hating me. All that bullshit is just making me more the better. The concentrator getting cheddar. Your shorty set you up, you better deader. I told you, shape and mold you, sun you, then I hold you. Like a pimp, my control you, double edged, blow you in the VI like I'm supposed to. The click is coastal, international, you local. McCarty mix, physically fixed. Hit you with shit, then I leave a loose nigga stiff, properly thick. Son, I solved them. Pulled them in my world and involved them. The chaos, walk the beat like around the wake cops to have his pissed out. QB City Dog, fall the part three. Gotti Gambino and Ty Nitty. Scarface, rest in peace.
Who's next are gonna be first? the projects is front line. And the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, hey yo, it's right in front of your eyes. Hell on earth, who's next are gonna be first? The projects is front line. And the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, hey yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
Yo, the heavy metal king, whole big shit with spare clips. Eclipse when the max spit, your top got split. Laying dead with open eyes, close his eyelids. Turn off his light, switch to darkness. It's even up, it's a street life. Blood on my kick, shit on my knife. Use a wild child, kick or turn him into the mic. I was born to take power, leave my mark on this planet. The phantom of crime rap, niggas is left stranded. Shut down your operation, close the business. Leave a foul taste in your mouth like Guinness. POW niggas is found, MIA. We move like the special forces, Green Beret. Heavily around my throat, I don't claim shit brand new. Back in 89 the same way. The guard P, walk with a limp, see. But simply, to simplify shit, no man could go against me. Test me, you must be Benji. Don't tempt me, I had this full clip for so long and needs to empty. The reason why I pull for so long, cause I don't waste it. You properly hit, blood in your mouth so you can taste it. Quiet is kept, I lay back and watch the world spin. I hear thugs claiming that they're gonna rob them all when they see us. I tell you what, Black, here's the issue, it's a package deal. You rob me, you take these missiles along with that. I ain't your average cat, fuck rap. I'm trying to make cream and that's that. Whatever it takes, I have it, got to go down. Four mics on stage, a motherfucker 4 pound. Speakers leaking out sound, the niggas leaking on the ground. I could truly care less, the guard gon' get his. Regardless, blow for blow, let's find out who hit hardest. This rap artist used to be a stick up artist. Sometimes I test myself, see if I still got it. Alive niggas stay on point, never disregard shit or forget the essence from which I emerge. PS6, say that bullshit for the birds. Live up to my words, if I got beef, niggas coming in hers. We flush through your click, get purged.
Bum 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 bum.
Now tell me what you gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes with you,
when judgment comes with you,
tell me what you gonna do,
when it ain't nowhere to hide.
When judgment comes with you,
cause it's gonna come with you.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Can somebody, anybody tell me why?
Hey,
without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free. But that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on them, dropping them motherfucking bees on them. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like
It wasn't even close to Halloween. Honest, it ain't tricks on you. My hands were all You see a girl, K. Nicole, that was Stu on the twos.
My mind is playing tricks on me.
You know what I mean? Turning it up. Got them little suspicious songs in there. I don't know what the heck Stu is playing. But, it's your girl, K. Nicole. This Ladies Night, man. You know, I'm signing out. It's Friday night. You know how it go. All the guys that's going out today, make sure you guys be safe, stay safe. You know, go out there, drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Yeah. You know, make sure y'all enjoy your Friday. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your whole week. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all tune in next week, 11 o'clock, same time, same place. You know what it is. Same channel. I'm going to let y'all know that channel. Y'all have a good night.
Beat to